Hello, this is Bart reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of October 22nd, 2018. Judging from this week's forecasts, the first part of the week is the best time for most outdoor recreation. The waterfowl hunters will surely appreciate the weather Thursday and on through the weekend. Still, the temperatures remain somewhat mild and do not allow chances of showers to deter you from your activities. Here's the fishing report. Muskie. Muskie action is good to very good, and this is the best time for trophy fish. Target weeds and weed beds from shallow to deep, as well as deep break lines and drop-offs. Suckers on quick strike rigs are the best offering this time of year, and most anglers have a sucker in the water while casting stick baits, jerk baits, gliders, and rubber baits. Other anglers choose to troll large crankbaits and stick baits with good success. Walleye. Walleye fishing is fair to good, with the best time late afternoon into evening. Concentrate on drop-offs, break lines, and deep holes in 10 to 18 feet. Various options work at various times, including walleye suckers and fatheads on jigs, crawlers on jigs, harnesses and slipshod rigs, and cast and trolled crankbaits and jerkbaits. Northern pike. Northern pike continue to prowl weeds, weed lines, drop-offs, and panfish concentrations. Spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, and plastics work well, as do northern suckers under bobbers. As always, go deeper with bigger baits for trophy pike. Largemouth bass. Largemouth fishing slowed with the cooler temperatures, but fish are still active on deeper weed lines, weed edges, and drop-offs. Plastics, wacky worms, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and minnows are all attractive to largemouth. Smallmouth bass. Smallmouth action is good for anglers pursuing them on deeper hard bottom rock and gravel areas and wood. Top baits include plastics, tubes, and deeper diving crankbaits and jerkbaits, as well as walleye suckers. Crappie. Crappie fishing is fair, though some anglers are doing quite well at times. Locating fish with electronics can go a long way toward making for a successful trip. Look for fish around weeds out to 18 feet, and once you find them, plan on moving to stay with the school. Crappie minnows, tube jigs, plastics, mini mites, and gulp baits are all catching fish, whether fished under slip bobbers or vertically jigged. Bluegill. Bluegill anglers will find fish in 6 to 20 feet in holes and on drop-offs, with best success in the middle depths. Small jigs and teardrops with waxies, worms, plastics, and gulp baits are all effective offerings. And try small minnows to target larger gills. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Pat at Happy Hooker, Eric at Hayward Bait, and Mike at Jenks. You can always read Steve Suman's full report at our website, haywardlakes.com. This website is a great resource for planning all aspects of your next visit to Hayward. That's all for now. This is Bart from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.